We continue Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Siman Reish Yud Gimel. Shavu Asa Lisa Isha, an Avil may not marry. V'din Chasa Kalish Nas Avelim B'Chasan Kal Debekeim Rechmonslan Avelim. Sefalv Kol Shloshim Asa Lisa Isha. During the Shloshim, he should not get married. Kenisha She Avela. If a woman is an Avela, Asur She Tanasa Ad La'achim Shloshim, she should not get married until after the Shloshim. Lach Shloshim. But after the Shloshim, they may get married. Matarm, even if they're Avelim, al Avaim on a parent. Aval Skash B'Shiduchim, to get engaged, B'Loi Suda, Muta Afilu, B'Toich HaShiva, that could be done during the Shiva even. Sif Beis Mesa Ishtar, if somebody, Rahman's son, lost his wife, Lo Yisacheres Ad Lacha Shloshim Regalim, he shouldn't get remarried until after the 3 Yom Tovim. Kedei Sheyedei Simch Sargolim, because 3 Yom Tovim passed, Tishtakech Ahavas Rishonim B'Shoy Shoyeh Mishniyah. It will help that he should forget his first wife while he's with his second wife, because there's a big concern, Shloishta B'Koizev Yitin Dat Al Rishonah, that while he's married to the second wife, he'll be thinking about the first wife. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, I'm not considered Yom Tovim as far as this halacha is concerned. Gam Shmini Atzeres, and in Echshel Regel b'fnei Atzmon Linyan Zeh, Shmini Atzeres is not considered as far as this halacha is concerned as an independent yontif. From a dime like Kaimitz is Pura Rivia, but if this person does not yet have children, or Sheish Lebanim Ketanim, where he has only young children, or Shein Lo Mishim Shenu, he has nobody to take care of him, then we could be lenient, and Ein Tzarech Lamta Shal Shugolim doesn't have to wait Shal Shugolim. Makom Mokoyim near the Yesh Lamta Ma'al Lach Shloshim. At the minimum, he should wait till after the Shloshim. Vish Shemei Spala, a woman who lost her husband, Tzricha Lahamten Tishim Yoyim, she has to wait 90 days. She doesn't have to wait 3 Regolim, as we just said by a man, but because a woman will forget quicker, and that's why 90 days is adequate. Sefkim Mishach and Tzorchi Chuppa. Chuppa says somebody prepared food for his wedding. And one of the relative of the Chosin Kala passed away. The father of the Chosin, the mother of the Kala. There are other people that can make the wedding another time. And they became Avelim before the wedding. They would push off the wedding Alach Yemei Havela. However, the Achronim say that if it's going to be very problematic to push off the wedding, the guests came, the food was prepared, the hall was ordered, there's a hefsid, there's money to be lost, there's room maybe for leniency. Even if they passed away after the chuppah was put up, we shouldn't do the wedding until after the Avelus is over. So since he can't do Bia because he became an Avel, even though he already had the Chuppah, he should not be alone. The Chassid should not be alone with the Kala without a Shomer. But after the Shiva, Boil Bilas Mitzvah, he could have relations with his wife. The Noig Shiva Shimei Mishnah begins the Sheva Brachas. But if the Chosin Kala got married, and not only they got married, they even did Bila, and then a relative passes away, so they already began the Sheva Brachas, which are to these individuals. It's to these individuals like a Yontif, and therefore, since it's a Yontif, there's no avails doing yontif. Void kalam yosef could be even more lenient. Shmatarim begiets with the spirus. They could take a haircut. They could do ironing. Vein asurim el dvarim shabitzin. The only thing they can't do are things avails that are done privately. Lachashiv shimei mishta. And then when the sheva brachas, the days of the sheva brachas ends, as maschil shimei mei avails, then they begin the avails. Begam shloisha ein emayna. El Me'avelis Ve'elich. The halacha is that the Shloshim begins only then as well. Sif Riyesh Yudalid, Masa Ava Yachal Etzes Mebeisai. Kol Shiva, the entire Shiva, any Yotz Mebeisai, the halacha is the Avil may not leave his home. Ach Meis Loi Meis, if he lost a relative, I feel it's Acher, or somebody else, El She'en Shom Kedei Mita V'Kavreah, and there's not enough, Yotze Filu B'Yom Rishon, then he could go out the first day. Im Shalcha Moshe L'Kroloi, if he was called by the government to attend whatever type of meeting, or he's needed for something that is very important, something which represents irretrievable loss, then it could go, but as we learned earlier, he should put sand in a shul. The oval going out to go home to sleep, he should only go out if it's at night, or by day if he's in a car and nobody could see him, nobody, he can't see anyone else. Even to go to shul during the shiva, he shouldn't go. Rak b'Shabbos, he should only go on Shabbos. Ach emi efshel lasis asara, if he can't get a minyan at home, v'yemuchrak l'spal b'yichidus, and he'll have to daven b'yichidus. U'b'shkunaso yesh minyan, but if he goes to shul, he'll have a minyan. Yochel letzus lach l'spal sham, then he can go to shul. Shloi l'sbat matfil b'tzibur, he shouldn't lose the opportunity of davening tfil b'tzibur. If, as far as Kiddush Levana, the halacha is, he should try to do Kiddush Levana. If he can't, especially if he's going to lose the opportunity to do Kiddush Levana, he should do Kiddush Levana from inside the house, not outside. Sifgim ha-mavol tzarech l'mas b'noi, the davel has to have a bris, ha-lach l'basek, make a bris for his son, ha-lach l'basek nesses, he may go to shul, afil tach shloshem, even during the first 3 days. V'ma-avol hu-sanduk ha-mayel, but if the avol is a sanduk ha-mayel, yoytza tach shloshem, he shouldn't go out during the first 3 days. Lach ha-shloshem yispa'al ha-basoy, after the first 3 days, he should daven at home. U'kshemavin ha-satinik l'mal ha-lach l'basek nesses, when they bring the child, they should go to shul. V'm'ein Meilachabir, if there's no other Meil, only he, the person who's in Oval, then Hailachafil Biyam Rishon, he could go do a bris even on the first day of the Shiva.